Cancer of the pancreas, an organ that lies behind the lower part of your stomach, accounts for only 2% of cancers diagnosed in the U.S. each year, but it's the fifth leading cause of cancer deaths in this country. Pancreatic cancer is hard to detect early, and many patients aren't made aware of advancements in surgery that could help. Dr. Rohan Jayaraja of Methodist Dallas Medical Center talked about this for KERA's consumer health series, Vital Signs.
Pancreatic cancer develops within one group of cells within that pancreas because there's really two functions of the pancreas. One is that it produces enzymes that help with digestion. And the other function is it produces hormones, for example, things like insulin. The most common variety of pancreatic cancer actually comes from the group of cells that produces enzymes.
It's often not diagnosed till an advanced stage.
Tumors in the head of the pancreas tend to present a little bit earlier because they actually block the bile duct and you turn yellow. The problem with the body and the tail of the pancreas is that you present only when you've had fairly advanced signs and symptoms, usually related to abdominal pain. Oftentimes, we need a CAT scan to figure out what we're dealing with.
Most times, it seems, when someone is announced as having pancreatic cancer, people tend to view it not unlike a death sentence.
One of the areas that we can make a big difference is in the chemotherapy, which has got a lot better. But even the medical oncologists that deliver chemotherapy will say, please operate on this. If you can get it out, that's our best chance at a cure.
There have been advancements in surgery for pancreatic cancer.
Oh, yes. Back in the 70s and 80s, the mortality from taking out the head part of the pancreas was somewhere in the 25% range. Now, we at Methodist have a mortality that is under 2%, which is right on par or better than most other institutions in the country.
But a lot of patients still aren't afforded that option of surgery.
So one of the things that we really believe in is that everyone should touch the patient with pancreatic cancer, the medical oncologist, the radiologist, the pathologist, the radiation oncologist, the gastroenterologist, and the surgeon in order to make a multidisciplinary decision on what should be done next. Because sometimes in something that may not be able to be taken out at the time of presentation, we can do some things to shrink it enough that maybe we could take it out after some chemotherapy or radiation therapy.
And why aren't patients learning about these options?
Because of the fact there is a lot of preconceived notions, and this is among doctors too. Patient has pancreatic cancer, why bother doing anything further because the outcomes are so poor? But we do have survivors.
What are some of the advancements, though, in surgery for pancreatic cancer?
It's really some of the things that we do in the operating room, some of the tools that are available. We have some automation of devices that helps. One of the energy devices that we have that can help control bleeding, techniques that we have to actually replace some of the blood vessels, which we could not do before. And then some minimally invasive techniques that have come onto the market that are advancements, but we have to be very careful in using them very thoughtfully.
In the meantime, risk factors for pancreatic cancer?
Smoking is probably the greatest risk factor. We do have some familial presentations where a first-degree relative has died, and we don't know the genes that are involved as yet, and we're looking at early detection and actually screening in some of those family members that may be at extraordinarily high risk.
Well, I was going to ask you, how should one go about trying to prevent pancreatic cancer? So obviously smoking's at the top of the list.
And then, you know, healthy lifestyle, eating, caffeine, overweight, those kind of things are always helpful.
Dr. Jayaraja, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much, Sam.